I see your texts coming in on the Chappie Te Kani chat that we just had, so we'll get to that in just a tick. It's 20 past five. Running legend Sir Murray Halberg has died. He was 89 years old. Phil Gifford is with us now. Hi, Phil.
Hello, Heather.
Do you get to know him after he retired?
Yeah, I did. When I was 15, I got his autograph in Hamilton in 1962, and he was still in running competitive mode. And I'll never forget it. I asked for an autograph on the program, and he said, well, how long are you going to keep it for? Will this be thrown out in about a month's time? I promised him then I would keep it. I've never had the chance to say to him, I actually still have it as we sit here talking.
Where do you keep it, Phil?
I keep it with other little treasures in a little box with photographs and stuff, Heather.
Nice. Was he a good guy?
He was a lovely guy. I mean, I didn't get to know him because by the time he'd retired, I was only just leaving school. But as a young sports journalist in Auckland in the late 1960s, he'd started the Halberg Foundation in 1963. And the kindness and generosity of spirit that led to him starting that foundation for people that had physical disabilities to help kids in particular get into sport, it was expressed as a person. I mean, he was a lovely guy. He was a funny guy, and he was also a very kind sort of man as well. And that's the reason that Valerie Adams, when I wrote her book in 2011, she specifically asked if there was any chance, and I rang him up, and he very kindly wrote a foreword for the book. Because in 2002, when she was a very nervous kid at her first Commonwealth Games in Manchester, Murray was there as an official with the New Zealand team, and he was extremely kind and generous-spirited to her.
Sounds like just such a neat guy with all the work that he's done. Phil, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Phil Gifford, sports journalist.